Yeah, good morning. We're in Daf Nun Chet, Sanhedrin. Starting at Daf Nun Zayin at the bottom, we are three lines into the wide line. Tanya Kevatad Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, remember Rabbi Yochanan, we're speaking here about the difference between, we're trying to find a reason why there's to be a difference between going to a Goyish Beitin or a Jewish Beitin for the Kuti. Okay? Yeah, we're trying to say, Tanya Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ervashe Beitin Chil Yisrael Mebitin Aleah, Ben Noach Muzalia. I mean, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. We saw that already before. That whenever there's that goyim are warned for anything that we chayav mita for. So ain't baitin should Yisrael me'mitin aliya, right? If a baitin of a Jewish baitin wouldn't kill a Jew for such a thing, then ain't ben Noach muzar aliya. Then a ben Noach isn't even warned. Okay, so and we saw already before that the azara is their mita. Okay, so even though it says muzar, they also chayav mita for it. That's the Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Harbei Arayot, Yeshen Beit Din Shli Shal Memitin Alehen, Uben Noach Muzar Alehen. It says, it's not right, Chachamim don't agree. Chachamim say that there are other Arayot. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Harbei Arayot, Yesh, Kagon Kol Chayve Kritut. Okay, all the Chayv Kritut. And we're going to see in our daf today, it's important to remember that we have a Machloket to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Quite a difficult Machloket coming up in today's daf. The whole, and this is the whole machloket really, between chayve kritut and chayve mita. Okay, so yesh kol chayve kritut says chachamim ben noach muzar lehem. Right, in other words, it's not only the arayot. For example, there are lots of arayot that are isur karet on isur mita, right? Like an aunt, for example, was the one you see that today, right? Achot aviv, achot aviv, or eshet aviv. Right, those examples. You chayve karet, you on chayve mita. Right, the Rabbanan itrevu b'nei Noach me'ish ish l'kol amur parasha. So there's more chamur on Noach over here. I discussed with my father last night. He says, I can't understand. Everyone always says to when a person wants to convert, they say, "Dan, you're better off as a goy." He says, "It's not true." He says, "From our Gemara, you see that it's better off being as a Jew." So I said, "Yo, that's only if you're a poshaya. If you want, if you're going to be a tzaddik, you need to be a tzaddik as a goy. If you want to be a poshaya, you need to be a poshaya as a Jew." Right, you have to have two Adim, you have to have Hatra'ah, you have to have Beitin of 23. A Goy just gets killed for anything, you know, with a 1 8, 1 Beitin. If you want to be a Tzaddik, easy to be a Tzaddik as a Goy. Okay. Rabbi Meir, Lord Darish Ish Ish L'Ribui. Okay, so that's the machloket over here between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So now, Baal Arayot, he has an example. Right, Baal Arayot Yisrael, so we're going to Ben Noach now. Who has relations with an Arayot of Israel, Nidon Bedina Yisrael. Baal Arayot Ben Noach, Nidon Bedina Ben Noach. Now, why we want to make a distinction? Because we want to find a place where if he came into the wrong hands, he wouldn't get the right punishment. Okay, so if he was judged in the wrong court, he wouldn't get the right punishment. Ben Noach, right? This is an example. For example, V'ain V'anu. So now, what's the difference between these two? It is here the Gemara. Va'anu ein lanu ele na'ara amurasa bilvad. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan got a bright letter, Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Kol erva shebeitin. He brings the Machlok to Bimere Chachamim. And he says, so now, when we said, Baal arayot Yisrael, nidom benid Yisrael, Baal arayot b'nei Noach, dom b'nei Noach. And what are we talking about? Ein lanu ele na'ara amurasa bilvad. Look at Rashi there. Baal arayot Yisrael, ivriot. Arayot b'nei Noach kutiot. Vein anu ein lanu. Look at Rashi. The second last lines of Rashi. Vein ein lanu sheyehe ben Noach chaluk ben Yisraelit lekutit ele nara amurusa. When will we have a distinction when it comes to nara amurusa? Why? Because as far as we're concerned, okay, we don't have that ribui there of ish ish. But when nara amurusa, as far as we're concerned, isn't eshet ish. Right, because already from, we said, kicha kicha, remember, from Stay Ephron. So, kiddushin is nesuin, is like the same as far as the issue is concerned. But B'nai Noach, they don't have an issue of Murasa. They say she's not married. So look at Rashi there. Vishum did a didhu, late lehu katlinan le bekatle didan. In that issue, they wouldn't get killed like we, in our case, he would get killed. Mm. Okay, so therefore, if he has relations with the Nara Murasa Yisraelit, we want him judged in our Beitin. Because if he's judged in their Beitin, he won't get killed. Our Beitin will get killed. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'nachshov nami nichlas lechupa v'lo nivala." Why don't you add, in addition to that, not just that, say also, a woman who's been married already, she's had chupa and kiddushin and nesuin, she's had chupa, but she hasn't yet had be'ila. She hasn't had relations with her husband yet. Right? The Gemara says, why would we have thought that? Right? Because maybe there as well, they would say that she's only chayav in a goyisha court once she had relations with her husband. Right? It would even not any kiddushin, even not in an aramurisa, even an araha and nesua. Right? Gemara says, "Hi tana, tana de bay menashe hu." Then we learned this by Menashe. That was the Tana Menashe who added on Kilayim and Sirus. Right? Remember that?
There is a concept that if you haven't consummated the marriage, then it's easy to annul it, then you can annul it in Mandush law.
Okay, says that. Udamar, ko mita hamurali vnei noach, eino el thagumus is now. Why does it not make a difference? Because Bnei Menashe of the opinion that ko mita hamurali vnei noach eino lechenik. Remember, not saif. We saw before, right? That they've got a different opinion. He says, no, what about the difference? Because there it's chenik, and ili vechenik cheniku, even they would agree that the Catholic said be chenik. So in such a case, look at Rashi, ili vechenikku, dineinu vedinan shavinba. Even a goy would be killed if he had relations with the woman who already married, but hadn't had, in other words, they make a distinction. They've got a real nafkamina there, Beit Din, between Na'ara Murasa and Na'ara Nesua Shelo Nivala. Like even they recognize that a married woman who has a relation with her husband is still Chayv Chenek. Chayv Mita. And we also say Chayv Chenek. Therefore, according to that opinion, therefore it wouldn't make a difference. Okay. Anything? Okay?
So good. All right.
So now the Gemara says as follows. The Sava, if you go look at the Brayta we just read now, so the Brayta said, Tanik of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol erva shebeitin shelishol mevitin aleha ben noach muzar aleha. That was Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir said, whatever we chayv mita, they chayv mita. They're muzar.
Muzar,
right? So the Gemara says, the Sava Rabbi Meir, Kol erva shebeitin shelishol mevitin aleha ben noach muzar aleha. Is that in actual fact the case? Does Rabbi Meir really believe that? That there's that parallel? Tanya, and here we got a case of Ger Shehayeta Horato Shelo Bigdusha Veledato Bigdusha. Right? So yeah, I mean, we had this case before, we've seen this example before a few times, right? Yevamuna, I don't know where we saw it, but we have learnt it. We've seen this example that a Ger of Horato Bigdusha Shelo Bigdusha Veledato, in other words, the pregnancy was consummated before his mother converted.
Her mother converted while pregnant.
But her mother converted while pregnant. Thank you.
Okay.
Right, exactly. She was born after the mother converted. Right, but she converted, right. Mother converted while he was pregnant. She was pregnant. And look at Rashi here. V'chol ger shnit gayer, and any ger, kakatan shenolad achshav belo av ve'eim ve'krovim dami. Right, that's an important clause. That a ger who converts, he's got, from the moment he's converted, he's got no parents, no children, no siblings, no nothing, no children. Yeah, nothing. Right? Completely like an island. Vein alav kurva mikodem lechein. There's no familial relationship. In other words, no isur, because he's got no relatives.
So he can have a relationship with his mother?
In theory, he can have a relationship with his mother. His sister, his mother, his father, oh, not his father, because it's Zachor. Okay, Right, this is important. Here comes the answer to that question. Robert just answered. Umihu Rabbanan hu de gazur alei b'chol asurot lo. Okay, the chachamim were gozer, right? Begiuto kuti. That's the Mishra Shaf changes that there. I'm not sure what the change is, right? And why do chachamim make the change? Look at Rashi. He says, and this is important. The Gemara is going to quote this a couple of times. Bishum shelo yomru. A person shouldn't say, Ba'in mikdusha chamura likdusha kala. When I was a goy, I couldn't have relations with my mother, and now I became a Jew, I can have relations with my mother. So a person shouldn't say that. It was bigger kedusha, being a goy, to be a Jew. So a person shouldn't say that. That there's certain arayot that he's asked from as well. All that right, we'll see in a second. But it's a takana of dirabana. It's not an issur d'oraita. Mikar hadin d'oraita. The guy can have marry his mother.
Except
in countries where you can marry mothers. Where Boret comes from. I don't know where does Boret come from. What?
It was just a sister.
Whatever. Where he comes from. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So now, achoto, why not? No problem. Ain alav kurva mikodem lechain. Nekuda. Ain kurva. But Adam no lana.
What's the source for that?
What's
ain
kurva? What, the gear?
Yeah. That ain kurva.
When we get to Masechet Garut, we'll learn it. Okay, let's carry Right, so now let's carry on. So I mean, Akashi at the moment on Rabbi Meir is, does Rabbi Meir really say that called Erev Shebeitin Shal Yisrael Metin Aleha Ben Noach Muzarnia? So first, Shatahor Atosh Lo B'Kedusha B'Leto B'Kedusha. Yesh Lo, says it like this, Ger, Yesh Lo She'er Ha'aim V'Ein Lo She'er Ha'av. Okay? Do we read the end of that Rashi? No, let's quickly read the rest of the Rashi because it's quite an important Rashi. L'kedusha kala, right? Hilchach nasa achoto min ha'em. If he married his mother, I think I might actually have to talk. Oh my God! Oh, this, oh, I can't believe it. I left it behind. Alright. Because there are three levels here. We'll see in a second. There are three levels of relationship with asu. Now, mark. Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, we'll manage. Alright. So now it's like this. He says, Hilchach nasa achoto min ha'em.
What are you looking at now?
I'm reading the first wide lines of Rashi. Hilchach nasa achoto min ha'em. If he marries his sister from his mother. Okay, that was, they've got a common mother. She know that korem she nitgaira ima. Right? And this daughter was born before his mother converted. Right? Ve nitgaira im ima. So this daughter converted after he, in words, when the mother converted as well. It was right before he was born, remember, because he was born when the mother already converted, but she was born to the mother prior to the conversion. Okay. Venasa ze, and he married her, because he can marry her, right? Mishe gadal yotzi. When he grows up, once he becomes bigger and he's and bandat, he has to motziota, right? Have to give a get. I don't know how to give a get. The achotohi, you know, mean a right, probably to give her a get. You're right, a get lechumra, probably to give a get, right? The achotohi velo garmi ben Noach, and not worse than ben Noach, because the ben Noach can't marry his sister. Umidrabanan shelo yomru, like we said, the whole reason why we did the rabbanan, they shouldn't say he comes from a kedusha, high kedusha. Vechule the ksava rav meir. Achoto min ha'em asura libnei Noach. It's a very important point, this. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that as far as goyim are concerned, they're asur achoto. Right? So therefore, what's going on over here? We should have seen.
Obviously.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you. You think it's obvious? All right. Va'afilu achot aviv min ha'em. Va'achot imo min ha'em. Shashash changes that. You see that? The extra levels here. And even his father's sister from a common mother. And even his mother's sister from a common mother. So the Achot story here goes up. It's his sister from his mother and his father's sister, and that's his aunt, that his father has a common mother with. And his mother's sister, his aunt on his mother's side, has a common mother with. That's why I said there are three levels over here, okay, of this issue, as far as the goyim are concerned. V'yalifla, and where do we learn this from? We're going to see now Gemara over here. I'm reading this because it's an introduction to what we're going to be learning to make life a little bit easier. V'yalifla, me'al kain yazov ish et aviv etimo. The pasuk says, right? Al kain yazov ish et aviv etimo. Says like this. How do we? That's talking to Bnei Noach, right? That's Adam Arishon, right? So v'yalifla me'al kain. You should therefore, a person should leave his mother and his father. So what does ish et aviv etimo mean? The Aviv, when it says leaves his father, ze achot Aviv. That's his father's sister, right? Ve imo, it says ze alken yazov ish et Aviv et imo. If a person needs his mother and father, imo is achot imo. Okay, the Darish Rabbi Eliezer will come and explain. We'll see it. Rabbi Eliezer will learn later. Okay, so this is the first part of it. We'll see. We're going to fall into place in a second. So remember, discussing the kasha we made. So share. Okay, yesh lo share ha'em ve'en lo share av. Okay, so the question is how. Nasa achoto min ha'em. If he marries his sister on his mother's side, yotzi, he has to divorce her. Min ha'av, if he marries his sister on his father's side, he can stay with her. Yekayem. Right? Look at Rashi there quickly. Delo ne'esar isur achva b'b'nei Noach ele min'ayim. As far as b'nei Noach is concerned, it's only on the matrilineal, what do you call it?
Maternal.
Maternal side. Right? Remember, that is Avram speaking to Elimelech. He says, achoti bat avihi achlo bat imi. The Gemara is actually going to prove this not so relevant in a second. Right, Alma Bata Av Sharielu Bata Emlo Sharielu. It's amazing that Rashi brings us here, because the Gemara is going to prove after that it wasn't actually his sister; it was his niece,
Sarah.
Well, it was his niece. But here we're saying that the fact that Avram said Bat Imi and not Bat Aviv and not Bat Imi, he means it's Mutar Bat Av. Consider in a second.
So this is before conversion.
Discussing now, we're discussing with Goyim at the moment. Yesh lo racha tahor atosh lo b'kedusha v'le'ato b'kedusha. Yesh lo shera em eno sherav. The gzeira of the chachamim was only a gzeira in the places where it was asur for b'nei Noach. Shelo yomru, right? Shelo yomru mikdusha chamura l'kedusha kala. So if it wasn't asur in b'nei Noach, then even the chachamim weren't asur of it. Yeah. See that there's, in other words, not a ger is not asur in all respects of a riot. Only asur in those where it was asur in Izagoy. Okay. So even now, obviously, I doubt that today there's a Beit Din that would marry a ger and his sister from the father. I doubt it. But if they happen to do kiddushin, then you can't. Then you maybe even force them to. I don't know. I don't know what the aloch is today. Maybe someone could find you one of the rats what the aloch is today. I don't know. Achot min av. So now again, min av yekayem. Achot ha'av min ha'ayim yotzi. The same idea from his father's side. We talk about min av yekayem, but from his father's side again. Achot ha'ayim min ha'ayim, the mother's sister from her mother yotzi. Achot ha'ayim min ha'av. Now comes a bit of a machloket here. Achot ha'ayim min ha'av. So his mother's sister from the father, common father. Okay, Rimei Romei yotzi. Chachamim Mekayim. Rav Meir says that you got to be Motzi and Chachamim Mekayim. Right? Shehaya Rav Meir Omer. Why? Because Rav Meir says, Kol erva shi mishum she'er aim yotzi. Mishum she'er av yekayim. O mutar ba'eshet achiv. U ba'eshet achi aiv, aviv. V'sher kurayad muteret lo. Right? So look over here. Got to go through this very carefully. Because what Chachamim, Rav Meir says, Yotzi, why? Chachamim say, Kayem. Rav Meir says, Kol erva, shi mishum she'er aim Yotzi. Anything to do with the mother. Right? From the mother or from the father's side, Yotzi. Look at Rashi there down the bottom there. Rav Meir omer Yotzi, gzeira mishum achoto minayim. It's only a gzeira. Because really the isur is achoto minayim. But there's a gzeira here. You might see her marrying his sister, his mother's sister, and get confused and think, the mother's sister is mutar, even from the aim mutar. Right? And Chachamim say, Yekayem. Right, why? Velo gazrinan. That'll make a gzeira, right? Shelo b'kedusha, etc. Right, and then the Mishnah carries on and says, umotar ba'eshet achiv, and he's able to marry his brother's wife. Right, look at Rashi there. Vafilu meimo, eshet achiv, his brother, even from his mother's side. Achar mita. We're talking about after he died, obviously, right? Vafilu nasa achiv from Mishnah. Okay, let's leave that on a second. That's long Rashi, yeah. But we're not going to go into because we can see this second. Uba eshet achi aviv, right, and his uncle's wife. V'she'er kol arayot, uvshar kol arayot muteret lo, and all the other arayot are mutar lo, right. Now here's our problem. V'shar kol arayot. Look at Rashi. She'baot machmat ishut mutarot lo. See Rashi says any arayot which come around as a result of ishut, in other words, it's through marriage. Because they arrived because they were married to somebody, right? And the Gemara stops and says, Latuya, what's that? Come and explain. Kol arayot, eshet aviv, his father's wife. Okay, now the brighter carries on. Nasa isha, ubita, if he married a mother and a daughter, right? Kones achat umotzi achat. He can stay with one, he has to divorce the other one. Ulechatchila lo yiknos. And lechatchila, now this lechatchila lo yiknos. He's not going on the halachas we just learned a second ago. He's going all these halachas we learned, Yekayim, 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 right? Lechatchila, look at Rashi. Lechatchila, lo yichnos. Right at the bottom, Rashi, I skipped all the way down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down, where Rashi gets like almost wide. Mefarish b'yavamot, b'parashat nosin lal nosa. De'ahenech damin la'el Yekayim ka'amar. Okay? So in all these examples we've just learned now, when he marries the ones from his father's side, the comment of the father, lechatchila he shouldn't marry any of them. lechatchil lo yichnos. Okay, and then meita ishto, if his wife dies, mutar b'chamoto, he can marry. Now we're talking about a ger here, right? Who in the family, right? Mutar b'chamoto, if they also converted. Remember, the mother and the mother and the daughter converted, so the mother and the daughter aren't really related, right? Mutar b'chamoto, he can marry tishdo. V'ked amri asur b'chamoto. And we'll see there that they shouldn't. Now, this is comes the Ikka. Look at Rashi there. The Ikka da Amri Asur Bechamoto. That's very important, Rashi. Please, everyone, look at it. The Ikka da Amri Asur Bechamoto. Second line before Rashi gets very wide. Okay, the Ikka da Amri Asur Bechamoto. Hatam, there, in that Gemara there, in Yavamot, in Nosinela Unusa, right? Mefaresh, Bemai Pligi. What's the machlokta between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir? Ketani miat mutar ba'eshet aviv. We learned over here that he can marry his father's wife. Va'afapi shebeitin shel Yisrael me'mitin alea. In a beitin of Israel, if you marry your father's wife, you chayv mita. Right? V'chein b'chamoto. And so too, if you marry your mother's, your wife's mother, you chayv mita. And what do we see over here? Mutar. So now we said a second ago that b'ko isur, right? Beitin, that a Jew may be tinalea, they muzhar. We said that we are chachamim, we're gozer on all the gezeiras, which he wouldn't say mi kedusha chamura le kedusha kala, that he came from a higher kedusha to a higher kala. Now, if these were asur then they should be asur now. The fact that they mutar now means they were mutar when he was a goy. If it was a mutar when he was a goy, then it means that we don't say that any time that a Jew would get killed, a goy is muzhar. Question clear? Mm-hmm. Right? Got it? Right. That's the question over here. So that is our question on Rabbi Meir. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda comes on the wood and says, no problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo kashia. Right? Lo kash, not really a problem. Hari Meir, alibad Rabbi Elezer. Hari Meir, alibad Rabbi Akiva. It's a machloket, Tanaim, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer. And our one bright thing, we said, Rabbi Meir said that you all dinim memitin muzarin. That is muzar, that will be according to Rabbi Akiva. And this bright over here, where it says that there are cases where he's mutar, and we don't hold like that, is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, we'll see that now in a second. Right. Amar Lokashia. Right. Harabi Meir Aliba Rabbi. This is Harabi Meir Aliba Rabbi. Look at that. Harabi Meir Aliba. Look at the Rashi there. Ha Rabbi Meir, the very first wide lines of the Rashi. Talmid shel shnehem haya. Rabbi Meir learned both Rabbi Akiva and both Rabbi Eliezer. We've seen this before. Can remember Sichet Beitza gabei litre ketziot in the case there. Rabbi Meir am Rabbi Eliezer. Roin kilo pehein puroli. They quote Rabbi Eliezer. Umasichet eruvim perakama. Am Rabbi Meir shimeshet Rabbi Akiva. So we see on the one hand he's a Talmid Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand Rabbi Akiva, right? Haritani achoto. So look, Rashi tells us that. Okay, I just said the two bright, he puts us in context. The first brighter is Rabbi Akiva, which is more machmir. Rabbi Akiva is more machmir. And the second brighter is Rabbi Eliezer, which allows a greater place here of more scope. What?
Also.
Rabbi Meir was also a Talmid Rabbi Elisha ben Avua. And we discussed it many times before. It appears Rabbi Meir suffered a great deal because of that. One of the reasons that Rabbi Meir is never mentioned in the Mishnah, in a Stam Mishnah, as Rabbi Meir. Whereas, as we know, that almost the only time halacha is ever like him is when his name isn't mentioned. Normally, when Rabbi Meir's name is mentioned, halacha is not like him. Okay, here we've got a problem because here halacha is mentioned as Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. He's just quoting either, so we can't say halacha is not like him. But normally I think halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, right? We'll see over here that I think that here pretty much halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Baruch gave his shiur, the last few shiur on Sundays, about Rabbi Elisha ben Avua. And I mean, it's quite scary. Meir believed till the very end Rabbi Elisha ben Avua would actually do chazorah and come back and do tshuva. And he supported him right till the end. And he paid a big price for it. Okay. So now we understand that this is a machloka between the two of them. Let's look at the machloka. The Tanya, we got a brighter. Al-Kain Yazov Ishtavi Vetimog. So this passage before, right? Rabbi Eliezer now, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva each take this pasuk and learn different things from this pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer, or remember, bear in mind always, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says more freedom of play, and Rabbi Akiva up. Just to maybe put things in context, we'll see the machloket is not really who goes, who's more make, who's not make you. The underlying context, we'll see this, the girl will ask it just now, but it might not be so clear, is Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that there's no relationship of ishut, right, with a goy. The relationship is all about achva, brother and sister. Where marrying, the fact that you married into somebody doesn't do anything. Where Rabbi Akiva says no, the relationship is ishut. That's why a Jew can't have relations with his father's wife, right? With his uncle's wife, let's say, right? Or with his mother's, with his wife's mother, because the ishut, the marriage, creates a relationship. Okay, there's not familial relationship, it's the marriage that does is created. So Ishut becomes a kirva. As opposed to Rabbi Lezi will see, says there's no Ishut doesn't do the kirva, it's that the parents created you, that she's your sister or your mother, that's the kirva. Blood versus marriage. Thank you. Robert's helping this morning. Simplify my long winded answers. Okay. As he always does. All right. Okay, right. Rabbi Lezer Omer Aviv. What does Aviv mean? Aviv, according to Rabbi Lezer, is Achot Aviv. Right? So that's how he says Achot Aviv. Remember, because Rabbi Lezer, you'll see, you're starting a trend. His issue here is family. She's your father's sister. Because that's what makes the bond. We're not interested in your father's wife. Because that's Ishut. Okay? So Rabbi Lezer says Achot Aviv. And Imo is Achot Imo, your mother's sister. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says Aviv is Eshet Aviv. You see, through Ishut, is your father's wife. And Imo is Imo Mamash. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees Imo is Mamash. But a father, there's no issue of father here. Right? You're going to marry your father. Right? And then if you would think that there's the relations with your father you could have, we've got Davak. What is Davak? Right? Davak velo bezachar. So davak means sure. You have to have davak, you have to have dvaikut. Sure. You can't have zachar. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains why. But davak put over zachar, right in the middle of the very wide lines of Rashi at the end. The leike dibuk. There's no dvaika, there's no cleaving. The mitoch she'ein anishkav nehene anidbak. There's no fair pleasure here. Okay, this is pre our generation, right? when yeah, we're right? Right. Right? So, okay, whatever. Right. But davak lo bezachar. Be'ishto v'lo be'eshet chaveiro. Right? And Ishto, what does Ishto mean? Velo, your wife, velo ba'eshet chaveiro. And not your friend's wife. Vayu le basar echad, and she become one. What does it mean? Mi shenasim basar echad. Look at the Savia Rashi. Mi shenasim, shezera yotzei mehem shenasa basar ha'em va'av echad bo. Because you're going to have children from them. It's actually, I have to stop for that. I know we're running late. There's a machlok that I think I mentioned before between Rashi and Ramban. And exactly, there's pasuk in the Chumash. Rashi says, "Al kezov with the ishto vayudu basar echad," and on the chumash he says exactly like he says, "Yeah, vayudu basar echad means that you become one flesh, meaning you have children." And Rabban says, "No, vayudu basar echad is not one child. He says even animals have children, so it can't be. That's a higher level." He says, "Vayudu basar echad, the coming together of the minds and the hearts, as a state of mind of marriage." Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Look at there. Here Rashi says the same thing. Yeah, right. Yatsu. See that? And this is actually has the Ramban's answer. But Yatsu Behema V'chaya She'ein Nasin Basar Echad. Where Rashi, this is Rashi would say that Ein Nasin Basar Echad. The Ramban says no, there are Nasin Basar Echad. Actually, Rashi is more closer to the Gemara now that I look at it than the Ramban. Okay, that's good. I've got to see it properly inside. Okay, so now we've got this brighter. We've seen the Ikra Machlok between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva is with regard to Avi Ve'imo, right? On Achot and Achot. So now, the Gemara says like this, Amar Mar. When the Gemara says Amar Mar, it's taking out of the brighter quote, right? Amar Mar. The Tana of the brighter said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Aviv is equal to Achot Aviv, right? Rabbi Eliezer said Aviv means your sister. So the Gemara says, now going at Rabbi Eliezer over here. Aima Aviv Mamash. Why your sister, your father's sister? Say your father. So he says, no, you can't say your father because we're in a Hanud V'davak, V'lom Zachar. We've got already Davak come to exclude male relations, and that's your father's fits into that category. So, and okay, now let's go on to Eima Eshet Aviv. Maybe no, maybe it's not your father, but it's Eshet Aviv. Who said Eshet Aviv? Rabbi Akiva, right? It was Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, Aviv, Eshet Aviv. Maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva says. One says Tesis. I says no. Hainu beishto, velo beishet chaveiro. We learned Eshet Aviv is like anybody's Aviv, right? Anybody's wife. We learn that from there, not from your father. So maybe it's an issur that you can't marry your father's wife or anybody else's wife after mitta. So he says, no, we don't have to, we don't need that. Why? Because dumia de imo, your father is like your mother. Ma imo de lav ishut, just like your father here, we're not discussing your mother. It's nothing to do with ishut. She's your mother because she's your mother, because she gave birth to you, not because she was married into the family. Av aviv, the ishut there we learned from aviv, is de lav ishut. It's nothing to do with ishut. It's your father proper. Okay, and therefore, if anything, it is your father's sister and not your father's wife. It's not ishut related over there. It's not dependent on ishut. Okay, the next question on Rabbi Eliezer in the Brighter was, he said the imo. Well, how do you explain imo rather Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer said imo is achot imo. So maybe it's imo mamash, maybe it's actually your mother and not your mother's sister. So he says, no, hainu be ishto. We've already got there, ishto v'lo b'eshet chaveiro. Right? We learn that any other woman from, as the case of Eliezer Shavir Tumor, v'davak b'ishto. They're not somebody else's wife. Right? So maybe again, it's referring to your mother's your mother imo achot imo imo mamash not imo hainu b'ishto. No, maybe eshet aviv. No, maybe after your father died. Now you, the issue here, you can't have your rest with your mother after your father died. In other words, she's eshet your father. That's correct. But maybe after he dies, you still learn this issue. He says no. Do me the aviv. No, we learn from aviv. Ma aviv de lav mamash af imo de lav mamash. Okay, so therefore, just like Aviv is not your father, it's your father's sister, because there's no issue in your father, you can't marry your father. So to your mother, it's not your mother proper, it's your mother's sister. Okay, that's how Rabbi Eliezer learns this pasuk. Now we go on to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said what? Rabbi Akiva said, Aviv is Eshet Aviv. He said it's your father's wife. Rabbi Akiva learns Ishut, remember, right? Mm-hmm. Rabbi, right? So now the Gemara says in Rabbi Akiva, maybe let's learn like Aviv, maybe Aviv Mamish. Maybe it's your father himself. He says, no, Hainu Devedavak Vodob Zachar. Okay, then we really learn from your father, from Zachar, from the father. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If we're learning your father from Zachar, Ihachi Eshet Aviv Nami. Then why do you have to tell me a separate din, right, of Eshet Aviv? You could learn Eshet Aviv as well. In other words, if it's redundant, if we try to not be redundant in any way here, then tell me Eshet Aviv as well from Ishtov of Eshet Chaveiro. Why do we have to have a separate issue? Because remember, Rabbi Akiva said Aviv is Eshet Aviv. So why do you tell me, Rabbi Akiva, that Aviv means your father's wife? Learn your father's wife from Ishtov, from anybody's wife. Okay, why did you speak for your father's wife? He says we need it because of l'achar mita. We need eshet aviv even after he died. Right. So that was Rabbi Akiva's answer. Now, so that's what relates to. So imo, Rabbi Akiva, how did he explain imo? He said imo mamash. So the Gemara said, why do you have to learn imo mamash? We've got another limud for imo, right? Hainu beishto, velo beishet chaveiro. Learn your mother as just from your father's wife. And we know already the issur or nobody's wife. It has to be yours, not anybody else's wife. So he says, no, we've got to lead imo. Why? Because this might not be your father's wife. This might be imo mianusato, right? You might have had relations, an extramarital relationship, or not ever get married, right? And therefore, we need a din of mamish as well. So now we've understood the bases for Rabbi Akiva and for Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara asks the question. But my kemiflega, what are Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva really arguing about? So Rabbi Eliezer savar, so Gemara is like this, Rabbi Eliezer savar. This is a longer amud, but it's easy amud than the first amud. We'll go through it much quicker. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Aviv, Dumia De'imo. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says, right, that there's no ishut. Rabbi Eliezer goes on achva, right, on family, blood. Right, Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Aviv, Dumia De'imo, Ve'ima Dumia De'aviv. Look at Rashi over here. What does he mean over here? Right, Aviv Dumiyat Imo. Okay, sorry. Read the rest of the Gemara. Aviv is Dumiyat is similar to Imo, and Imo is similar to Aviv, to his father. Lo mishkachat la ele ba'achva. You don't have You don't have any issue with regards to your father or your mother other than the family. Words, Aviv is his mother, is Eshet, is Achot Aviv, and Imo is Achot Imo. Right, we're looking where the relationships go with regards to Achva. Rabbi Akiva says, Motav le'okmei be'eshet Aviv. He prefers Aviv being your father's wife. Why? Because the Ikre Ervat Aviv, because she's called Erva. And we're looking for Isur Erva, right? Your father's wife. La'afuke achot Aviv, and to exclude achot Aviv, right? Because the She'er Aviv, she's called She'er, not Erva. She's not she's not referred to as Arayo. She's referred to as She'er, to relative, right? Erva, it's the She'er Aviv Ikri, Ervat Aviv lo Ikri. So we see already over here, Rabbi Akiva is going in the direction of Arayot, and Rabbi Eliezer is going in the direction of She'er of Achva. Look now quickly at Rashi here, quickly. Rashi says like this. Aviv, the Tarvayu, Mamash Leike Lemeima. Because both these things we can't say. We can't say anything about the issue Tiyan Rabbi Eliezer. The Im Kain, Hainu Vedavak Velo Bezachar. Right? Because he says like this, that with regards to the father, if you're going to tell me that father is father Mamash, and that's why we have to have Aviv, we don't need it because we really learnt about Zachar from a separate Pasuk of Vedavak. And the Tarvayu Be'ishut, and two other aspects of Ishut, which we would have through marriage, also like we can't create two Isurim here of Ishut. What would be the two? Two would be his wife and his sister. Right? Because why not? Daha Imo Lav Mishum Ishut. His mother is not because of Ishut. His mother is because she's his mother, because of the family, the blood. And therefore, we can't say that she's asur because it's his father's wife, right? The imkain, that's the first example of when he says that the travahu, we can't have two, right? The imkain, hainu eshet aviv. Because if we say that his mother is asur because she's married to his father, then she's asur because she's his father's wife, not because she's his mother. You got it? Right? Hilchach tarvayu ba'achva. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer explains both aviv and imo with regard to the sisters of the Aviv and the Imo, and not the two. Rabbi Akiva, look at Rashi there. He says, Motav look where Eshet Aviv with regards to his father's wife. Why? Kamashmua dekra, because of the Pasuk. The Karile Aviv, because it calls in his father, and it says, Dichtiv, Yazov Eshet Aviv. And who are we speaking about? Eshet Aviv Eshkachin. So when do you leave your father? You leave your father. What are you talking about? Your father and his wife. That's what we're speaking about. The Kari Bishrael Ervat Aviv, because we see that with regards to a Jew, there's a concept of Ervat Aviv. And what's Ervat Aviv? Dichtiv, Ervat Avichahi in Vayikra. Who's Ervat Avichahi? We explained there. It wasn't him, the father himself, was his father's wife. But Lav look where Achot, I mean, not, and he preferred not to speak about his father's sister. The Kra Lo Mashmach, because from the Pasuk, it doesn't seem to be that's what it's referring to. The Achot Aviv, his father's sister, is called She'er Aviv Hu Dikri. Ervat Achot Avich Lo Tegale, it says that your father's erva don't expose. Who? Kesheer Avichahi, because it's She'er, relative, not erva. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva is more particular about the Arayot story and not the. Okay, now the Gemara brings a couple of brightas here to challenge Rabbi Akiva's understanding and Rabbi Eliezer's understanding. It starts with Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? So we said that Rabbi Eliezer, remember, said that Achot Aviv, right? That Achot Aviv, Eshet Aviv, that Aviv is Achot Aviv, right? That's his aunt. Okay, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. Like most like a Toshma, let's hear brighter. The Pasuk says, first Pasuk we got, right? Is Vayikach Amram et Yochevet, right? So Moshe's parents. Right? Amram took Yochevet. Dodato lo le'isha, his daughter.
No.
So 1 second. This is before the Torah. Right? So how could he, if we're saying over here that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Achot Aviv is your daughter. Okay, Achot Aviv you mean. Ulay Achot Aviv. Because Achot Imo, right? That's the answer. We will see now. You're right. So they can't do it, Dorato lo Isha, but tell Aaron. So the Gemara talking about Aaron, Yocheved, Dorato. So my love, Dorato min Aim. Isn't Dorato min Aim? And therefore, if it's Dorato min Aim, then Dorato min Aim is Mutar. And Rabbi Eliezer wants to say that Dorato min Aim is Asur. Right? The Gemara says, Lord, Dorato min Av. Okay, no, don't tell me now. That's why I was mutar over there. I'm leaving out these rashes, okay? Because, I mean, we don't have to go into all the limit, but that's the limit. Right? So, tries again. Toshma, the gam, this is now with regard, we saw this pasuk earlier, the rashi brought.
Rabbi Eliezer says you can't marry your father's sister.
You tell Rabbi Eliezer, you can't marry your father's sister. He says, from the mother's side, from the father's side, it's your mother's. Remember we learned.
That's how he learns.
When we learned here, we said, yes, Haitahur Ator. Remember I said there are three levels, and we saw that in all the levels, it was because it was brought from Bnei Noach, and we said Bnei Noach only asur on the woman who comes from a common mother, not from a common father. Mm. So it's your father's sister from his common mother, your mother's sister from her mother, your sister from your mother. So here, it was his daughter, but it was his father's sister, but from that a common brother, not a common father, not a common mother. That we went up one level.
Okay.
You got it? Mina Av. It was his daughter. It was their Av, right. Not his father's son. Not his father, his grandfather.
Right.
Right, the common grandfather. Okay. Toshma Tragim. Vagam. Now, this is a case here of with Eliezer and Avram, about Sarah. Right? It says, Vagam Amna Achoti Bat Aviyah. Because remember, Avram had to get off the. Avram originally said, it's my sister, right? So he had to now explain, how's he my sister? So he said, Vagam Amna Achoti Bat Avihi. Achlo bat imi. So what do we see there? Michlal de bat ha'aim asura. Right? That bat ha'aim, the daughter here, the common daughter asura, the sister. Look at Rashi there, v'gam amna. Toshma, v'gam amna. Look at Rashi there. Toshma amna. Michlal de bat ha'aim asura. We see over here that the bat ha'aim, kasher Rabbi Akiva. Why is it kasher Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Akiva wanted to say, right, Rabbi Akiva said, like I said, according to Alpi Torah, there's no mitah, only karet, right? On a bat ha'aim, on the common sister, on the sister who's a sister from the father, right, there's yuchayev karet, not chayev mitah. Rabbi Akiva was the one who said, which was Rabbi Meir in the first writer, we said that whenever a beit din is meimit, a goy is muzhar, remember? That's Rabbi Akiva. And there, so now how can that be? Because here we see that the aunt Maimit, a goy here it's mutar for a goy to marry the sister, right? From the father, not from the mother. And he has a kashi against Rabbi Akiva. Because Avram was able to marry his sister from his father and not from his mother. And according to Rabbi Akiva, a goy should be asur because a goy is asur like a Jew. Right? You got it? So that's why it's a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. He says, Toshma, gama amna achoti v'lavi, achlo batimi, michlal de batayim asura. Right? Because the aim is asura. Right? So now, wait, hold on 1 second. He said that the aim is asura, and according to, therefore we see that as far as the goyim were concerned, on the aim was asura, and Rabbi Akiva would have said that it would be okay for the goyim. Because there wasn't a mitah for Jew, right? So Gemara says, "V'tizbara achoto hava." You really think it was his sister? It was, if it was his sister, then you got a proof, baby, against Rabbi Akiva. As soon as we establish that this wasn't really Avram's sister, then the whole argument falls away. You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what we got. But Akiva, it was his niece. But the kevan dahachi hu lo shna min av lo shna min aim shari it's mutar in both cases, right? El hatam, there in that case, what was Avram a liar? Avram wasn't lying. So Gemara has to quit. El hatam hachi kamalei kurved achot itli bahadam mi abav lo mima. I had a relation. We are related on my father's on my father's side, not on my mother's side. But don't get confused about whether it's a sister from the father or the mother. We can't enter. This is not problematic. And the Gemara tries again. Another one against Rabbi Akiva. Why didn't Adam Arishon marry his daughter? Today, she saw Cain rachato, because he wanted Cain to marry her. Right? And why did he want Cain to marry her? Because the Torah said that he wanted to build a world. And therefore, he wanted his children to build a world if they could marry. Without that gzerat katuv of Cain being able to marry his sister, we would say that it's asur for him to marry his sister. And if it's asur for him to marry his sister, right? Asur to marry his sister. Ha lav hachi asira. If this wasn't the case, it would be asu. Right? Is this helping out? Why is this a kasha on Rabbi Akiva? תחילתו של עולם נבנה בחסד, של הדר הראשון לגמור חסד בנו, ואז שואל לו, והתיר לקין כדי שיבנה עולם. והנה לכתיב, כי כך אל אחותו בא, בת אביו חסד הוא מה שיתת לקין. Right? So why is
the... If he hadn't told him exactly that to marry him, then he would have been Asur.
Right, and if he would have been Asur, and according to Rabbi Akiva, he wouldn't be Asur, marrying your sister is it not Chayav Bita, it's only Chayav Karet. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why. Because only Chayav Karet, Rabbi Akiva says no. That when are you, it's Asur only when we are Muslim, when we are Maimit, and we aren't Maimit, we only get Karet, so therefore it wouldn't be Asur, correct. So he says no. He says no. Kevan de Ishtari. Once the Torah said it's Mutar for Kain, it was Mutar for everybody. So we can't use it anymore. It's not like it's Asur, and only with them it was an exception. Became Mutar for everybody. Okay. And now, Amrav Hunakuti, now we a similar discussion now. We finished that Sugi, the Machok Rabbi Akiv and Rabbi Lezer. Now we are discussing similar ideas over here about Kutim, etc. Amrav Hunakuti, Mutar Bebito. A Kuti can marry his sister, his daughter. Vim Torah Bnei Ma'alo Nasa. I don't know if that's the case, why didn't Adam Rishon marry his daughter? If Kut is Mutar. So the Kadesh is not kind in Achoto. He wanted kind to marry her. Why? Mishum Olam Chesi Bnei she build a world. They could, I mean, the Yesh Omer, they're doing this the other way around. Am Rav Huneh, Kuti Asur Bito. Kut is Asur. And how do we know that? Teida. That a Kuti was a Goy Asur marry his daughter. Shalom Asa Adam Bito. Because we see Adam didn't marry his daughter. Right? So Gemara says, Lo Velo here. It's not true. Hatam, why didn't he marry his daughter? Because he's not kind in Achoto. Mishum Olam Chesi Bnei she build a world. Okay. Am Rav Chizda. Now, Eved, when we had this yesterday, remember this is where I got confused here, right? Amar Bechizda, Eved, right? And Eved Knani. You look at Rashi, you'll see Rashi actually puts in the words the Eved Knani. See Rashi there? You can see Rashi there about 10 lines up before it gets in the narrow line still. Rashi puts in the Eved Knani, Shed Yisrael. So an Eved Knani, right? Mutar Be'imo. Remember, an Eved Knani undergoes Giur, remember? He does Tfilah and Mila, Lashem Geirut. And he's chayv in mitzvahs like a woman. All the mitzvot lo tase. Right? Right? He says, in Eved Knani, mutar be'imo u'mutar be'bito. Why? Yatza miklal kuti, no longer a kuti, u'lechal Yisrael lo ba. And he hasn't become a Jew. Therefore, the isurim of a Jew he hasn't got, and the isurim of a kuti he hasn't got either. He's like in a no man's land. This we learned yesterday. Right? Ben Noach Sheyiched Shifcha La'avdo. A Ben Noach who set aside a Shifcha for his Eved. This is where I made the mistake yesterday, right? That he dedicated a Shifcha to his Eved. Uba Alea, and he has relations with her. Neherag Alea is killed. So what says me, Amat, from when does he get killed? At which stage does she become considered that he's no longer available, right? She's not free. I'm Rav Nachman, look at this, it's amazing Gemara this. Mida Karula Revita de Planya. Look at Rashi, from the time that she starts, Mida Kar, they speak about her, they talk about, look at Rashi, Ma'emat Chashiv Lam Yuchel, when the woman of the village, call her, refer to her as Revita de Planya, Yaldato Shel Ploni Eved, his daughter, meaning his wife. Basically, she's his. And Me'emat Hatarata, and at what stage is it now Mutar for him? In words, when does she sort of divorce him, so to speak? Look at Rashi there, the last narrow line. Shelo Tikare Miyuchedet La Im Tavola Hafkiras Ma, she wants to basically get rid of him now, she wants to go him. Amrav Huna, look at this. Mishepara Rosha Beshuk. When she starts walking around with her head uncovered. Right, look at Rashi.
She's not Jewish.
Look at, she's not Jewish. Look at Rashi, the first wide lines of Rashi. Shayura Gilot. Even then, Afa Nochriot and a sword married Goyim. Shlorat Zayt Barosh Paro, without the head covered. So this idea of covering your hair wasn't Dafka only a Jewish thing. In the time of the Gemara, even a Goyim, married Goy, walked around with the head covered. And therefore, even Goy, when she uncovers her hair, she's now recognized as being someone who is free for game. Okay.
Amish America.
Not only the Amish, by the way.
Eved Knani is allowed to marry his mother?
He says Eved Knani can marry his mother and his daughter. Because he said he's no longer a goy can't. He's no longer a Jew. He's not a Jew yet.
He's a Jew.
He's chayv of lota says.
That's a lota says.
Good question. Good question. Yeah. Okay. It was halacha there quickly.
Two small.
Where is it? Canaanite slave is generally so purchased with ritual bath. These acts signify a change in the slave status. Although a Jew in all respects, Canaanite slave must observe all the Torah's provisions and must fulfill all positive mitzvahs that are not time bound. In this space, Kenal slaves are their master's property, they may be sold. The master can free slave. I want to see that. There's an exception to this. Slaves remain, the master blinds you. Okay, it doesn't say anything there. Halacha, a Gentile is permitted to marry his daughter. Permitted for instead of Noach to marry his daughter, is not one of the six sexual relations permitted to the sin. That's a ritual derived. Sexual relations that are forbidden to a Kenal. A Gentile who immersed in a ritual bath for the purpose of becoming a slave to a Jew, not only a Gentile will not become a Jew either. Is therefore permitted to him to marry a relative permitted to the sin of Noach. Okay, but it doesn't answer Robert's question though, because he's still. It doesn't answer the question. Just quite that. Okay. Let's carry on. We are in late. Amar Rav Huna Misha Parosh Meshuk. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Ben Noach Shebal Ishto Shelo Kedar Kechayv. So a goy, says Rabbi Rabbi Lazar, that who has relations, right? It was who sodomizes his wife is chayev. Shneimar v'davak v'lo b'shelo b'darka. Says v'davak b'ishto v'davak b'so es tavanah, and not in the non proper ways. Amar Rava. Mi ikamidi. Rava says the Yisrael lo mechayev v'kuti mechayev, because for a Jew it's mutar. Right? It's actually an interesting machloket that. And the Arizal says that it's asur. The Rambam says that it's mutar. I read an article once that someone said he wonders if the Rambam had known what the Arizal had said, if he still would have said it was mutar. Interesting question there. Okay, right. So the Yisrael lo mechayev v'kuti mechayev. The Amar Rava ben Noach Shebas explains the Gemara, says agrees and backs down. There's no issue here necessarily in the Gemara of anal sex. Al eshet chaveru shelo kedarke. Amar Rava, look at this. Ben Noach Shebal eshet chaveru shelo kedarke patur. He says, you're right. But so what is the issue? Is that the woman, a man who has non-normal sex with a friend's wife is patur. That's not why. My time. It says, v'davak shevelo shlo kedarka. When we take the two together, it's only when it's properly normal sex, then it will be us. Goy who hits a Jew's chamita, shneemar, v'yifin kol b'chov v'yar ki'an ish v'yachid amitri. Moshe looked around and he killed him. Right? And look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, v'yachid amitri, the third wild lads, mishum deheka ish ivri. Because this mitzvah hit a Jew, therefore we chayv mita. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, another halacha, hasoter lo'o shel Yisrael, kilu soter lo'o shel Shechina. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says the fifth wild lines of Rashi, soter equals makah. Right? Lo'o is the cheek. Okay? So he says like this, hasoter, if you smack a Jew's face, kilu soter lo, if you smack the Shechina. Shneimar mokesh adam yela kodesh. Right? Rashi brings the pasuk there. Yela kodesh. Right? Kilu lo et ha-kodesh. Klomar ke soter al lo'o. Soter maka. Okay, now we bring a siman here. Magbia, avdo, and Shabbat. Three different issues in Rakesh. Resh Lakish is three alochas. One with regards to Hagbah, one avdo, and Shabbat. Amresh Lakish, Magbia, Yado, Achavero. If you raise your hand to your friend, Abishlohi Kahu, they haven't hit him yet, Nikrash, you could call the Rasha. Why? Shtema Bayomel Rasha, Lama Takerecha. This was Moshe speaking to the Jewish people, to those two Jews who were fighting. Right? Lama de Hikita lo nema. He never said, why did you hit him? He said, Lama Take, why are you going to hit him? Right? Right, ele lama take afa pishlo hikahu nikra rasha. Right, exactly, because it says vayomele rasha lama take recha. You already called him a rasha, even though he hadn't hit him yet. Right, and Zeiri Amar Rabbi Chanina, he says more than that. Not just called the rasha, he's called the chote, a sinner. Shteimar, right, because that pasuk there in chet, right, says like this, v'imlo lakachti b'choska. Right, this pasuk of the rasha, he says he's talking about b'nei Eli. Eli's children, you know, they were a bit gangster types. They used to bribe people and blackmail them and force them to take all stuff. They didn't do good things. Right? He says over here, Rashi, Im lo lakachti b'choska b'bnei Eli ketiv, to Eli's sons, when the Mishkan was in Nov, right? Shayu tokfim b'basar azvachim. They were quite aggressive. Amar, Im lo titen li akach b'choska. If you don't give me, I'll take by force, right? Dahainu kemarim yado, meaning they would raise their hands, threaten them. Shayu megazmin lakot, they're threatening to hit them. Right, and the pasuk straight afterwards says, "Vati chatata narim dolam od." So we see that when they raised their hands, they were called chataim. They were called chotim. Their sons, right? Rav Huna Amar tekatzeitz yado. Look at this. Rav Huna says, "You cut off his hand." Shneimar uzroa ramah tishaver. Right, because he says the high-handed one will be broken. And the Gemara says, "Rav Huna katz yada." Actually, Rav Huna would cut the guy's hand off. Look at Rashi there. Ravuna Katsyada, Miadam Echad, you see the Rashi there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the wide line towards the end. Miadam Echad, Shiaragil Hakot et Chaveiro ve Kansubekach, and he would, let's say he would penalize him. We learned early on, Beitin Ayu Makin Vonchin Shlo Aminatom, remember? So the Beitin got the power to beat and to hit, to prevent sinners, right? That's what he would do. Amravi Lazar, Ramashlik Tzot, Amravi Lazar, maybe not. Lo natna karka. Interesting thing over here. Now here's another. He says that Rabbi Lazar. Lo natna karka. So we learned. Rabbi Lezer said, "Eino takana ela." No. Sorry. Ravuna says, "Lo tiketz yado shneimar uzroa ramah tishaver." Right. And Ravuna said, "Tiketz yada." So Rabbi Lezer says, "Eino takana ela kavura." Rabbi Lezer is even worse than that. Rabbi Lezer says that the guy who raises his hand, what's the takana? You got to bury him. In other words, kill him, right? Shneimar v'ish zroa lo haaretz. A guy who's uses his force, right? The land is his, right? Look at Rashi there. V'ish zroa. Ish shemenif zroa lo haaretz metukenet likvura. The land is waiting for him to be buried. Klomar ra'ui lahamito lo kovro. You should kill him and bury him. In other words, right. Now that was Rabbi Eliezer's first drush. It also says, "Lo natna karka el balezrot," for a guy who's going to buy land. Now we're talking more about in the farming state, I think. Only a strong-handed guy, a tough guy, can own land. Why? Shneimar v'ish zroa lo arit. Look at Rashi there. Lo natna karka klomar ein ra'ui liknot karka el b'nei zroa. A tough guy. Why? Mipnei she hatagar rabba. Challenges are great. Alidei karka, right? Shebaot behemot, animals come mafsur and eat up your land. Veganavim ba'in, vegonvin, and crooks come. Vorina love, and they challenge you. That's not yours. But tzarich sheyeh chazak la'amod kenegdan. You have to be strong to withstand all these things.
Okay.
Right. Shelim avi solat. But that was the first Reish Lakish. Now second Reish Lakish. Amesh Lakish. Now that was Magbia. Now Avdo Eved. Amesh Lakish. My dichtiv over admato yisbale. Him, right? That you, what's it, Benny?
Dromi.
If you become enslaved to your land, you'll benefit. You'll be satisfied with bread. Otherwise, you've got to work hard. Amar Reish Lakish, third halacha there of third ma'amar here of Shabbat. Over kochavim she Shabbat. Remember, we talked about this before. A goy who keeps Shabbos chayev mita. Right, she neemar, v'yom v'lale lo yishpot, let's stop up there. Okay, we'll carry on that.